Fine.
What federal and city employees, besides policemen and firemen, do you see in neighborhoods like ours, or like this one?
Occasionally, you might see FBI men investigating something of crime nature.
Like civil service employees of some kind?
Yes, health officers and the like, because there are times when the health department sends out men to investigate areas that maybe for firemen or whoever they get a call, there's something. For instance, this, if they find that there's something that's injurious to the neighborhood or it could be transmitted to the population, then they'll make their appearance.
What do you call the person that brings your mail to your door?
Letter carrier, a postman.
And what do you call the person that picks up your trash?
Well, I call them sanitary workers, for the lack of a better term. I don't think they like to be called garbage men particularly, even though that the word garbage is has been an ugly term until recently. Of course, we find out that it's not, because it's such a very, very important thing to all people. The refuse that is discarded has to be removed because it causes, in many instances, health hazards. For the most part, that is, it can very well affect a lot of people when these things are not removed as they should be.
What might you say a person has if he is able to gain favors from the mayor's office or something like that?
Fairhead boy, I guess. Sometimes we call them political favorites, or if one has some influence, he can muster up some votes at the proper time. He can get some favors, all right. Most of them do.
What do you call a city employee who has no real job, no responsibilities, and performs no services, but draws a salary anyway?
I don't know any such individual who has no job. Well, a beggar, I guess. He's about the only person, some fellow who is adept at just a kind man, and so I don't know, I can see how he could do it. Has no job, makes a salary,
mm-hmm.
No responsibility. I've seen some of those kind of people, but I wouldn't like to be quoted on that. Gee, really, that's terrible.
Have you ever heard anybody be called a payroller?
I've seen some of those, but I wouldn't attempt to identify them except that they wanted them to. I was going to use this at one time if they were going to give me a job I didn't want, because I was going to really call a press conference and really expose an awful lot, but it didn't happen, so I just forgot it. There were some people who were just floating, just like you say. They'd go to the office same as I. We all had offices, and they didn't have anything to do, but they were on payroll. Well, I was on payroll, because I was going to school during my time. These other folks were doing nothing, just sitting around early part of the morning. We'd all have coffee, and they'd go to lunch, and then take off, and see them the next morning. Well, I couldn't do it like that. I went to school instead, because I was really attempting to help the government with whatever services I could render. That's why I chose environmental engineering technology for mine.